Agree.
Mika, 6:34. I'm a little rusty here.
No, I only said that because I just looked. I wasn't trying to prompt you.
Doesn't look like anyone's
No, it's not.
joining on Zoom right now.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah,
Okay.
got some giggles.
All right. Can we, first of all, formally on the record, welcome Megan?
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Hughes, is that right?
That's my maiden name. My married
Okay.
name is Orstrom.
Orstrom.
Yeah.
Okay. Orstrom.
Yes.
Very
Oh,
good.
wait,
Is
no.
that what
O
you're
H
going
R
by?
S T R O M.
Orstrom.
O-R-S.
O-R S T R O M.
Very
And
good.
Megan is
With an H,
M-E-G-H-A.
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very good. Thank you. So welcome. We're really happy you're here.
Happy to be here.
And you are replacing Sandra, who sadly needed to leave the board early for her term. And then we're trusting all will go well and wonderful. And then at town meeting, the board will put together a slate. And hopefully you'll be on that slate.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're very happy you're here.
Yeah, me too.
Here comes Josh. Good. All right. Let us begin more business. Would someone like to move that we accept the minutes? Here's a spot, Josh.
I'd like to move that we accept the minute.
I'll second.
From the August meeting. And someone want to second that?
I did it.
The second.
Okay, you
Yeah.
did. I didn't hear you. Sorry. Approve. Yes, everyone agree? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
Yeah.
right. All
Yeah. I
right.
mean, we, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome. We did that already. Librarian's report, Amber.
Cool. I sent my report again. I noticed a few typos when I looked at it again. My apologies. I think they were all still like things that made sense, just extra words.
Yeah, that's okay.
So my apologies. Even though it says it was a quieter month of programs, it was really a needed quieter slowdown to get ready. I'll be submitting some grant reports soon. So just making sure that I have all of those expenses and then reports about how things went that we paid for with grants, like our summer reading program camps and the grant that we received from the Vermont Library Department for summer reading programs. The library one, the Vermont Library one, paid for the prizes for our summer reading challenge. So that was really cool. Those are
Go
some
kart.
wonderful vehicles that just passed. And so it was really wonderful to have those big prizes for the end of the summer reading challenge, because what I did learn that it was, I really gave people a big challenge. And there were about half of the people that started it, I think that's right, completed it. So like it was tricky.
Cool.
And the people that really did it up, it was wonderful to be like, and here's this mini watercolor set and a few markers and pens and some watercolor paper, which went along with the Color Our World summer challenge. So those are really fun to give out. And what else? I guess I'll just ask if anyone had any questions about my report. No, yeah,
This
it was
ongoing great work.
excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love you.
Oh,
For
thank you.
the record,
Oh, thank
ongoing
you.
great work.
Yeah. It's really cool to see the print books and ebook circulation stats go up. I'm really curious and to see if once we get to January, when we get to the point where we opened for more hours, if anything levels off in there, or like if it's just keeps increasing, I don't know. It's really fun to watch, and as the person that selects all of the materials for the library, it's a good sign for me that I'm purchasing things that people want. And just to remind you, we often purchase new things like by request too. So if there's a new book that's come out and you don't see that we have it, or you don't know if we've ordered it yet, please let me know if it's something that you want to read.
For the ebooks and stuff like that,
Yeah.
do they go on Libby?
Yes.
And then people check them out through there.
Yes.
What if, say, hypothetically, somebody was like 45th in line for a
Yeah,
book?
right.
Would you be able to get it sooner?
Right. That is a good question, Megan. Thank you. Hypothetically, there are some people that are like 280th in line. So it's actually like that's not that big of a number.
Totally.
Right now, we just have a membership to the Green Mountain Library Consortium, in which we pay are able to buy into Overdrive, which is the company that supplies the content for Libby. And we don't have extra funds to buy more copies, but I was actually just talking with John recently. I would love to be able to do that because, being 250th in line is like a couple years of waiting.
But how does that work? Like,
Maybe a couple years of waiting.
if the Guild Free Library gets a copy,
Yes.
does that change how your order goes?
It does because what you do. If you are able to have another budget, which some libraries do, to supplement just the basic membership, which is you're
That's what
sharing
we
all
have, the
of the
basic.
we have the basic one where you share on all the copies that are consortia copies. And so for a lot of really popular things, they will buy like 8 copies and those will circulate. But we could put an extra if we found a place in the budget for that. And I could buy there's a couple di there's different models for buying. I could buy access for now and forever, which is the most expensive, or I could buy like for one person to check it out, like a cost per circulation price, or I could buy there's another price for like 25 circulations. So there's a lot of cool options that I would definitely spend if we could find a spot in the budget to spend.
So I was thinking, because I did this, we'll come to it later, starting a spreadsheet of the different funds that we have. And I was thinking, if we took some of that funding and used it to buy books, and then the money we would have spent for books can go to Libby and set, it just might be a way to kind of have a funds flow that would enable us to buy more books on Libby.
It is still true that you get the most bang for your buck in a print book, but we have patrons that are only using ebooks and e-audiobooks, and that is their only circulating. So we should really make sure we pay, like keep an eye on that. And it's really cool that that stat has increased because some people just coming to the library physically is not the way they want to do it. So it's great that we can support them.
That's amazing.
Just a couple of things about meetings scheduled. Erica, the town administrator, Josh and Jeanette and I will be meeting to review the asset management plan, like that has to do with the library building on the 22nd of September. That took a little while to get going. We're going to review what's in it, and I don't know if we'll need to bring anything back to this group or not. Interesting. I'm meeting with the Windham County Library directors on Thursday.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is Thursday next week, I should say. That's a great, it's really helpful for me because other library directors, very cool. And then the Catamount Library Network, which is our library catalog system annual meeting, which we are required to attend either in person or virtually, is on October 7th. And Leah attending, it's in Manchester this year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Lena is the
The
other.
assistant librarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when was that?
You've never met her? She's
Thank you.
fabulous. She's been here for
The
years.
Wyndham one
Cool. Yeah.
is September or something.
It's September 18th, which is this week. Thank you. Thank you, John. It's going to be fine.
In October 7th.
Yeah, October 7th.
Is this something you're sharing because trustees could come to these things? Or just letting us know that this is happening.
Just letting you know it's happening.
Okay. Librarians report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's checking.
And
It's
you're not invited. You're not a library director for
these dates, probably.
No, it wasn't. It was just to, you can write the dates. It's
Okay.
fine. I didn't mean that to, it was supposed to be funny, but yeah, just
Guess
how
we
you,
could just like check in at the next meeting on how it went.
how it went. I'll tell
Yeah.
you how it goes.
Okay.
The Catamount Library Network is very interesting, and we, re-sign for the next year. There's an ethics paperwork, and then there's also just the agreement that you make in order to be part of the Catamount Library Network that just says like how you're going to operate as a library and that you're going to keep up to the standards of the group, which actually continue to escalate. I mean, just like rise as far as like cataloging standards and circulation standards. So they really keep us having to stay fresh and learning is not a bad thing.
And being that we are your overseers, so to speak, it's good for us to know what you're doing for you to be plugged in locally and for your own training and just all of that.
Leah and
Yeah,
I
I
work
didn't
with
want to say that. You shouldn't have mentioned it. I just didn't
No,
want
I understand that. But
to
it's good to state
announce.
why it's
Like
good for
it's
us
not
to
an
hear
impediment.
that.
It's
Yeah,
not,
I
they're
was
not open
like,
meetings. Right.
yeah.
Yeah, good. The Leah and I work really hard to stay in with the Catamount Library Network. A lot of the many of the other libraries are bigger than us. And even like a few more library staff than we have is a really big deal when we are as small as we are.
I'm always thinking about people at town meeting who will say, well, why do we need a professional librarian? And so this is one of those things you might want to start
It's a good nugget.
to have two sentences about that.
Like what
Because,
we do.
yeah, well, the
Well,
Catamount, particularly like the Catamount Library, is making more and more demands in terms of kind of reporting and tracking and ethics. And this is just part of our professionalism. I think that some people don't understand that a library director is a master's level and think that I not just have people off the street do what you do.
Yeah, actually, if we had all volunteers, I think we would possibly get kicked out of the Catamount Library Network. They have some standards just to they have standards about who's doing the work and how long, what kind of library experience they have. Not like it doesn't have, you don't have to have a master's to do it, but it's about the quality of it because it when you're sharing the library catalog, you're sharing all the data too. So if you have a lot of bad data, it it's no good. Makes it harder to
Yeah,
find
I think
things.
one or two sentences about exactly that would be helpful.
And that could go in the town report that you write.
Okay,
I'm
great.
always thinking
Just an
about
idea.
getting the message out.
No, this is good. And that's a little piece of detail that could be in the report that's in, yeah.
Cool. I think I'm going to be joining their admin group, which is the people that are like working on the systems behind the scenes and working on reporting to make sure that shared reports are available for
Nice.
everyone. And that we share administrative access and duties. Blah blah blah.
Good.
Like,
That's all good. No,
no,
but it's all good. It's all
it's really
it's
fun
all
for
good.
me to have other professionals to do that kind of work with because it helps me learn and also keep the Catamount Library Network working like in a way that was beneficial to us as well as the other library.
So being a library nerd. Yeah, congrats.
I have a
Something to be
question.
proud of.
Who came to visit the library when you took them on a tour?
Oh
The
yeah,
group of people, and how did it go?
that was the state librarian, and we talked about that at the last meeting. The state librarian and two of their library consultants. It went really well.
Yes, very well.
They were impressed with the amount of programming that we were able to offer. Given our size of inside space. And they took a picture of the rock snake and shared it with the rest of their department. And so that
Jeffrey.
was really fun. And they thought that the whole Jeffrey name was hilarious. And they really liked the children's room with the rugs and everything. And they were very interested to see the extremely clean and organized and insulated basement. So if the state librarian was like, "Can I please see the basement?" And I said, "I felt like we'd been waiting all year. We
Yes,
didn't even know that they were visiting, but it had been like one
it
little
has
step.
just been cleaned
It
too.
had been cleaned, and then
A lot of work.
before that, the trustee had this. You guys cleaned up a lot, and then before that, I also brought a left. We threw out a bunch of things,
Ton,
so."
yeah.
It was fun to be asked that question and be like,
Yes, let's go to the base.
I'm very proud to show you this basement. So they were pleased, but they recognized the limitations. But I don't think that we're the only library that has in Vermont that has those kind of limitations. So they see a lot.
They recognized we're so limited with our space. They recognized how we're working well with it, even though we're still very limited, but we're working with the limitations. And they were actually impressed with that.
It was very fun to talk to the other librarians too. One of them also plays the French horn, so she calls us the
Joy.
hornbrarians.
I
Sorry.
This sort of goes with
You're
the
both kind of
nerdy
fangirling.
library.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I think that's all for me.
Nice. Judith, do you have anything, any nugget you want to share from when you and Amber met recently?
Well, Amber, you were talking about revising the calendar, the format of the calendar.
Right. Yeah. So the trustees have had an annual calendar that was revised each year with specific dates from what was happening for the year. And I was showing a draft of mine to Judith and Laura, which is a Google Sheets, like a spreadsheet. So you have every month along the top, and then underneath each month are the major tasks that would need to happen in any given year. And I added color, which I had thought would be a good idea, but I'm not so sure anymore that it was. We talked about like the distraction of the color, but I think I'll bring that to
Yeah, that's good.
the trustee meeting the next time if that sounds
It'd be great.
great.
You are modernizing us.
Right. It's really interesting to see how different people, like what different folks need for organization like that, because just between the two of us, Judith was really familiar with this paper calendar that had like a box for every month and dates in it. And to me, I was like, oh. And she, I think she felt similarly when she looked at
Yeah, it's interesting.
my
Spreadsheet.
transformation. She was like, oh. So I hope we can find something that is for everybody, right? It's just interesting how different we all are
Well,
in
different
what,
generations too, honestly.
Yeah. We
right?
didn't grow up
This
with
is.
computers. That's a fact.
Well, and paper calendars that have the boxes.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
And this is a different calendar than the one that's on the website for other people. This is just for us.
Yes.
Yeah, this
Like
trustees
trustee
calendar.
the trustees calendar.
And also it has some things in there which are that the librarian does, but would just be on the radar of the trustees to make sure it happens, like annual reporting and so, some things. Yes.
A good old-fashioned calendar.
That's the yes. It's
Oh,
2024, so that's just enough.
okay.
Let me ask a question
Just
about, because
keeping
I
an
didn't
eye.
see it in any of
Got
the
it.
notes, but did I miss like an annual evaluation for Amber? Did
We
we do
didn't
that?
do it.
It might have slipped.
We didn't do it. No, we need to do
We
that.
didn't do it.
We did one early on, I thought, just early in
Because
the
she was a
process.
new, like we had to
Because,
secretly.
and that's
Yes, so we did
probably
that.
why
Right
it
after the
slipped,
90 days.
because we
3 months.
did.
It
So
was usually a
yeah, we were
summer thing that we
required the
do.
90-day
Right,
thing.
but when did you technically start?
July of last year.
July
July.
24th.
Oh, July.
So the 90
Was
days
it
was
first?
in, yeah,
Yeah, so
July.
that was a required, so July, August,
So it's
September.
been a year
So
since we did that.
October. So October. So we'd be due. Yeah, we're due now.
Thank you,
Thank
Nika.
you, Nika, for keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, let me know when
So
you want to
that's
be on.
the so that will be our agenda. The next meeting that we have with you.
Okay,
That
yeah.
could be what we do at that meeting.
Great.
And then we can
Start
bring
that.
it. So what would be helpful for us
Is
is that if
everybody.
each of you guys individually, and you can beg off because you haven't been here, if you could individually give what you feel are highlights of what Amber's doing, any suggestions for change or growth, however you want to phrase it. And then we'll work together and
What
share it.
do you want to give a date for getting
Yes,
those
it would
two?
be good to get it to us before we meet with you, Amber. And do you have that date in front of you of when we meet with you?
Yes.
It's that Monday before our monthly
Right.
meeting, right?
And I couldn't evaluate as a patron,
Yes,
only
there
as a
we go.
trustee.
So, yeah, how'd you know that from your
No, I
head?
do. I
You
just
just
looked
said
at
that in your
this.
head.
The
Oh.
next meeting is the 20th, and then I
Did
subtracted
the math.
7.
You did the
Okay,
math, and I
so
went here.
October 13th, or maybe before that,
Yeah,
October.
basically. Yeah, so let's just say
10th.
October 10th. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And
And
just
sending that to the two of
yeah, just
you.
email the two of us, Judith and me.
Set
And those emails are, Megan, all in the group email that Amber recently sent out.
We'll just check in, but October 13th is Indigenous Peoples Day.
So we won't meet that day.
So we'll just,
we'll figure it out by email.
Yeah. Okay.
You, me, and Judith.
Okay.
Great. But if you guys could still, maybe we can make it a little bit earlier when you would get your thoughts, you know, maybe by Friday, October 3rd.
Third.
Let's just do that. So, and then let's the three of us figure out a date that works. Very good. Thank you, Nika. That was very good. Let's see. Anything
probably on
else?
That calendar.
It is. Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, is it on that calendar?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that
that's,
one.
This is
yeah,
what I meant.
This is last year's.
Oh, yeah, it's 2024. Right. Okay. Anything else, Judith? You did not use a swear word.
Is there anything in the box for September?
That's fine.
Yeah, but this is last year.
Okay.
So we talked about the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right.
So this is the co-chair's report.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That just happened. And now treasurer's report. Ms. Shaw.
Okay. So the for treasurer's report, I give a overview of the monthly a monthly report that Amber sends out, which can you send out? I actually forget if I saw it.
I didn't because of some of
because it wasn't okay. So it didn't actually, you didn't get to see it ahead of time, but
different from the update on the budget that she sent out.
Yeah,
there's different, there's two parts to it.
Okay.
Right.
So one part, because we get part of our budget is funded through taxes, in part through fundraising and grants. We track a part through taxes is held by the town, and Amber submits invoices to the town and they pay the bills. And the other part, the treasurer, I sign the checks to pay the bills. And we're in the process of trying to reconfigure this whole thing to have it be a little more all together. But that's how it is right now. So we get to see this report both about what's going on with the money that's held by the town and what's going on with the money that we are managing. And in both cases, we're still close to the beginning. Our fiscal year goes from July 1st to June 30th. And so we're still in this first, or about, I guess, one quarter. Anyway, which means there's always plenty of money there in the budget, and we're just spending against it. So there's not really much to report at this point. I guess that's special notes.
Do you want to tell Megan about the Friends group and the financial
and the
just the setup
and
bewildering financial situation?
There is a sort of I don't know what it's like, a Gordian knot that it, you can try to tug at these different parts of it that start to come out, but then there's big old knot is there, and then you go, oh, I have to come at it from a different side. And but the Friends group was started maybe 8 or 9 years ago, something like that, 2017, 16. And they are a separate 501c3 nonprofit. But over time, they've had different people make up their board and their leadership, and recently there was a time that Amber had been the one holding it together, but then she stepped down in order to apply for this position, and there wasn't really anybody to come into that place. And so now there's a new group that they maybe started in December or January, that is trying to like revitalize it. But we had set up a while ago a shared bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So all the money that was fundraised by either the trustees or the friends went into one place. And then that is the bank account that I write the checks from.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are in the process of trying to separate that bank account. And we're getting closer every day.
Okay.
But it's been a long journey. It seems simple when you just say it like that.
Yeah.
But then when you actually get in there and look at the specifics, it's like...
But they set up a nonprofit to fundraise for the library just as a separate entity completely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What happened was someone left a lot of money to the library when they died,
mm-hmm.
and it couldn't be accepted.
Well, that was
by the it got complicated with the town.
That was a different thing. These two things happened at the same time. So one person left a lot of money, but there was a separate person that was trying to donate money from a investment
yeah.
Portfolio or investment account, and their investment firm would not deal with a municipal nonprofit. They needed it to be a 501c3 nonprofit or their
which we're not.
We're a municipal library, so we're a municipal nonprofit. And so that was, yeah. So those two things happened at the same time.
Yeah.
So
that was the need that formed the separate.
Because prior to that, the trustees were doing all of the fundraising along with doing all of the other work. And we were getting a lot less money in taxes from the town. So the trustees were really carrying
mm-hmm.
almost the entire budget minus the wages. And even that was a kind of recent thing that the town had taken on paying that. So this is a many years process of trying mm-hmm. to update our financial streams. And so we, a couple of years ago, asked for the town to pay for books and services. And so that was like a new part of the town budget, and it got approved at the town meeting. And so that's happening now, which is great.
And previously, you just raised all those funds.
Previously, yes. We were just for raising.
And it was a big burden.
And so we always thought, wouldn't it be nice if there's a Friends of the Library that could help do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this one person trying to donate and having this trouble that kind of spurred
it all. Yeah. We started the thinking like 30 years ago. Yeah. And then it got tabled.
So anyway, so that's kind of the history of the Friends group. And
I appreciate you explaining, because I was very confused. I went to the Guilford Fair and I was like, so you guys are different than the trustee board.
That you're not the only.
And they were like, we have heard about you joining the board, but you're not joining our group at all. And I was like, okay.
So the folder that I sent, which now you can all see, my apologies before, there's a great chart in there, which has a column for library director, library trustees, and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of describes.
It spells it out really well.
So,
the different
generally, it's not a chart that we made. It's like a general chart of what each organization usually does.
Yeah. So part of my work as treasurer, I've been Treasurer I've been with for a few years, I think. And
at least.
And it's been I have no idea.
Been 2 years, John. I'm sorry to tell you.
It's been, I think I said I was doing it for 2 years.
No, he didn't.
No. It's been a while.
Anyway, part of my work has been trying to streamline these things, mm-hmm. to get these different threads and mm-hmm. get things updated and whatever.
Clarified.
Because a lot of this is right now we're sitting in a good place, but for not that we weren't in a good place before, but for a long time the library was in a more kind of scrappy
precarious
place where really it was like we need to come find some money somewhere, mm-hmm. or we don't get to buy books and things.
Yeah.
And so in that place, these different systems got set up out of need, but without a long range plan. And so all those kinds of things have piled up. And then I came in with fresh eyes and said, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
And let's try to organize this better.
Has the creation of the Friends of the Library made it so you guys only have to fundraise biannually, you said, right? For the big fundraiser?
Well, the big fundraiser we've done biannually for years.
For years.
Yeah. I think the big difference is the shift in the budget.
Yeah.
For
so
us.
the big change was getting tax revenue, mm-hmm. that has shifted things. The Friends has brought in energy into mm-hmm. the library, and especially in programming.
Right, so like Halloween, they're instrumental with Halloween.
Doing the Halloween
and the fair
this year.
We used to man the booth.
And for a few years, there was like the Backroads Stories thing mm-hmm. that the Friends were doing.
And they took over the summer concert.
And the raffle.
That was big.
And a summer concert thing that happened for a few years. So that's where the Friends have had mm-hmm. an impact, I would say.
And we feel supported by them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was no support before.
Well, there was some support, but we needed more.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So we still have to do our own fundraising at this point.
Mm-hmm. And we still do our annual appeal. So that happens mm-hmm. like
now.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about it today, probably.
Mm-hmm. And it's right.
And maybe next month we'll start. I don't know if we'll figure it out today, but mm-hmm. we do an annual appeal at the end of the year, which is just sending letters to our list of lots of people in town. And mm-hmm. requesting donations, and people send in donations, and that's really our big fundraiser, that mm-hmm. where we make the most of our money. Mm-hmm.
Is there any clarification with the Friends around that piece? Like, because like in the past, there's been support in like doing mailings and stuff,
right?
But
I think. Amber, do you have a new thing?
Maybe
I think
we should do that until we actually go to
no, but just in terms of like there was a talk of like helping and potentially
because we're kind of morphing into Friends, like, which is the
organized out, item.
Yeah, like the technical, I don't know, logistical stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna still do it for now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we are in ongoing kind of talks with the Friends group about how they will be contributing financially to what happens here. And so there was at one point an idea that the Friends would take over the year-end appeal and do all of that. But it's sounding like right now the trustees will continue to do it, at least.
I think it's good for us to do that.
Yes.
My hesitation about that is that...
About which?
About having the trustees do the annual appeal
mm-hmm.
is where that what account that money goes
Yeah.
into, and is it tax deductible?
Yeah, exactly. So that needs to get clarified.
Yeah, so
right.
that's all part of this. And
we need to sort that out.
And that's getting teased out. Yeah, I think that's getting
But
teased
I think
out.
that until that's teased out, we shouldn't assume that the trustees will be doing the annual appeal letter, because we cannot send out an annual appeal letter and with the understanding that's going to be that the donations will go to a charitable organization, unless we can really know for sure that that's the case. So, because right now, and I'm still trying to figure this out, and you know better than anybody, John, but my understanding is that when those monies come in for the annual appeal, it goes to a friend's account, which is a tax, which is a
this is
a
yeah. So this is this joint bank account that we have that we're trying to separate out. So
it's a friend's account.
But
it's not a board of trustees account.
Yes,
it's under their name, not the board of trustees.
So just to answer your first question, and I saw this in your email, and I started to write a response to it, and I guess I didn't hit send. So,
No.
But the donations to the library, which is municipal, so basically to the town, are tax deductible as a municipal library. And so we've only ever had
has funds been flowing to
we
the
only
right
ever
now?
had this one issue from this investment firm that didn't want to do that. So what has to happen is we need to set up a different place for the money to go to when we receive it. So in the past, we receive the money, a check is written to the Guilford Free Library. We deposit it into this bank account,
the friend's account,
which is the friend's bank account.
And so is there a mechanism where, say, somebody wrote a check today to the Guilford Free Library, and we didn't want to put it in the friend's account? Is there currently a place for that money to land, that would be a charitable account?
I just had a meeting with Erica and Ellie, our town administrator and town treasurer. And so as of this week, yes, there is a place.
Okay.
And
good job, John.
So Ellie is setting that up. And, so we'll have a place to put donations that come in for the Guilford Free Library, and then things that come in for the friends of the Guilford Free Library will be given to the friends, and they will deposit it into a new bank account that they think already have.
So I'm not sure.
We don't know exactly, but I think they have already started a new bank account, and they will be depositing in that. And so this old bank account will not hopefully be having new things added in. We'll still be using it to pay our bills until we get money in a different place that we can use to pay our bills.
So town treasurer Ellie will be that new account that was set up this week. Ellie will be doing all the accounting for that, and it'll get audited annually.
So I think it's really a good setup for us.
That's going to be an interest bearing account,
that's
or a money market or something.
All of the town money gains interest. I don't John is learning about the specifics of how that works, but it's all,
I'm sure Ellie is on
top. A nice solution to have.
So yeah. So yes. So there's still, right now what we have is a place to put money. And there's still work to be done to create a new fund inside of the town budget, where we will be able to draw on that money. So there's still work to be done about it, but
so maybe,
you know, it's
great.
Happening.
Yeah, so all good. So maybe next month you'll report, in your report, just catch us up something new for us to know.
So
yeah, good work, John.
I think that's maybe it. Yeah.
Good.
Can I ask one last question?
Yeah.
How many friends are there?
I don't know. There's a board of, they have an executive board of four people. And then
I bet you there's like 10
beyond
or 12,
that,
about 10 or 12 people who would come like to Halloween, but they're not on the committee.
Yeah.
just a friend.
Okay.
Right. And I would like to have a larger membership drive once they get going in and we work through some of this financial dividing. They want to do what is typical for a lot of friends groups to do is to have a membership drive where you can be a member of it.
That's cool.
Comes some benefits.
Well, that's really exciting news to have, see some light at the end of the tunnel. These finances, great.
Yeah.
Another idea I have about this for town meeting. I'm just wondering, in the hallway when different groups have their tables of information at the school during town meeting, I just can't remember the friends. They probably had a table, right?
I don't think so.
Well, what I'm picturing is the library has a table, and right next to the library is a friends table.
Yeah.
And there could be a very simple, who are we? What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And then friends, what do we do? And how you can become involved.
Mm-hmm.
But just a visual to help people get that there are these two groups, but they're in support of each other.
Okay.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we morphed into talking about the friends, and that was really helpful.
And I don't know if I kind of ended up glossing on the budget, but I would just say that we're on track.
Great.
So.
Thank you. I was going to
just give me the Richard
phrase. The short version.
Okay, good.
We're on track.
Very good. Thank you. So I'm going to now move on to old business because we've talked about the friends. And we need a volunteer to go with or be with Amber, reporting to the select board October 27.
So that's a Monday night and it starts at 6:30. We're usually in the first half an hour of the meeting. And, I have been giving my report from here, like with the library in the background and,
which is nice. It's a visual of the library. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so someone could join me here in the library if they wanted to, or at the town office.
And this is for your sake, Megan. This is, and we're going as a quarterly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're going quarterly just to, you know, help the select board as well as town know what we're up to.
Do you guys take turns?
Or yeah, we don't have any order to our turns, but we do take turns.
Cool.
Yes.
And I'm willing to go to all of them, except I can't speak. So I'm just going to be a support person.
Mm-hmm. Support person's really good.
I will come to this one. But I think I'll come to the library.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
And I will be here too.
And I'll share probably at the next meeting what my report will be like. It has been the last couple times. So pictures of programs or what new things are happening. And just stats of what's going on. The last time I went, I was sharing some of these increasing usage stats, which is pretty fun. And so, Nika, we can collaborate. But it's nice for there to be a couple of things, like Josh said a few things about what the board was working on last time. And they don't want you to talk for a really long time because it's only a 5-minute report in the meeting. So it's not a big presentation, as much little bits. As possible.
I'm happy to talk a little bit.
Cool.
Great. New business. Amber, you're on about the appeal letter.
So I have, I understand that this was one of the first parts of this process of getting ready for the appeal letter, which is, we don't have to do this during the meeting, but I wanted to say this is happening. If folks could review this list of contacts, as it's getting dark, of course.
We're getting light from your computer.
And so I'm not sure how we want to go about passing this around either like right now or later. But what I'd be curious to know is if you know anyone that has moved or passed away or anything else like that. Those are basically right. Changes that have happened.
Possibly people that are missing if you don't see somebody's names.
New people to town might not be them.
Yeah. So they are in alphabetical order by the last name of the person. And there's an address here and a couple notes that I made from last year for things that were returned for a bad address.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to know where people moved, otherwise I think we'll take them off of the mailing for this next year.
And Do you have initial our initials?
I could, if you want to look at the ones that you sent, I can do that separately. I wasn't really sure what would be best. I sorted it both ways, and I sorted it the first way of who sent the letter, but then I realized that not everyone that sent last year's letter is here.
They're friends and
And then I sorted by last name, but I could look up yours for you, Judith,
no, that's
if
fine. I'm happy to.
Well, Amber, what I wonder is, can this live with you throughout the
Yes, people are
library?
welcome to
And
stop
then
in in
people
any
make a
way.
commitment to yourself to stop in and go through it.
Can I ask, is this like, our patrons that we have on file? Are all our patrons in this list?
No.
No. Okay.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't know. I'm pretty new to this list, and so I'm not really sure how it came about over
I bet
time.
you we keep having new patrons, of course, and I bet you we haven't attended to that.
So last year I did add some new patrons, but I didn't add all of the patrons, so that,
Other years.
And then another year we went through the grand list to and they cross compared. And are there some folks that we think we should add? We're feeling like there are people that we could add.
Is this a list that we fundraise from, basically? We write them notes.
This is
Yes, the
the list
letter.
that the annual appeals sent to.
And we do little personal notes on the letter.
Nice.
You probably got
And
one.
we generally get.
I don't think I
Maybe
did.
not.
In like the
She's
newspaper.
not on the list.
I think you are now. So I would be happy to talk about how you all want to go about constructing this.
Why wouldn't we just go off the grand list and send?
I
I think
think the
this
big
is too
thing was
expensive.
expense. That was the
Postage.
big
I
thing.
feel like the patrons list means, I don't know, seems
But
like an
it's time to
expensive.
go through the grand list and cross compare. Are there folks there not on this list that we'd like to get on this list?
But
It's a huge,
they're definitely patrons because they're interested in the
Well,
library.
I would think
And
patrons.
we do also, there are people on this list that don't live in Guilford. So,
And they're very generous, many of them. It's quite
But our
extraordinary.
supporters, yeah. So we don't want to just do the grand list.
So,
And
Amber,
also, I can't print out a list of our patrons and give it to you.
no,
No,
no.
just to say that.
So yeah, and of course it's all confidential, of course.
Right, so we wouldn't even,
Yeah, it's tricky, right? Like, so I have asked people, like, would you
Would
like
you?
to, kind of in the way of like, would you like
Yeah,
to get our
would you
news alert?
receive?
Would you like to
Like be a subscriber kind of thing.
I don't know that you have to ask permission, but
I don't think you have to
because you
ask.
can look up people's addresses, right?
Does the town get a postage? I'm just thinking about you talking about postage, but I won't be interesting to go ahead and mail at least one year to the grand list and see if we get some new hits.
We did a big push with the grand list, remember? And that wasn't, what do you think, like 5 years ago or something?
I don't think I was around when.
Yeah, it was a
It's
little
probably
longer.
longer ago than that.
Seven.
Okay. And,
That's
but
my
yeah.
2 years.
But yes, I mean, I think
And then
we need to look at the
does
grand
the
list.
town, like, do we actually buy the postage stamps ourselves or do we go through?
Actually,
So can we go through the town's account with the post office to get a discount on the postage?
I don't know, but what traditionally happens is that the people that are mailing out the letters, you all, the trustees and the friends, are buying the postage unless
And
you
that's like our
are
donation.
not able to, and then we have postage here.
As you mentioned, it's so expensive. I'm just thinking if you want to save money, maybe there's a way to go to the town because I don't think the town pays full freight for postage. But anyway, just some thoughts.
It would need to be a bulk mail, right?
It'd
Couldn't
have to be
just
a
be
bulk
that.
mail.
I think,
It
unless they
would
don't
be
have a, unless
to
they
get
have.
a cheaper rate, you have to do
Which
bulk.
would make it harder to do our
Individual.
individual notes
That would
and
be a lot.
things. Mm-hmm.
The envelopes are bulk mail, but what goes inside the envelope is customizable.
I don't think so.
No. You mean it could be? Is that what you're saying? The
I'm
envelopes
just,
could be bulk mail, is what you're saying.
And then we just stuff the envelopes with our personal letters.
I don't know. When I get a bulk mail appeal letter, I'm
Don't pay
not real
attention.
interested,
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah. Okay. It was just a thought,
But
just
yeah,
wanting to
it's a
increase
good.
our donor base. Just
Well,
thought
I
I
think we
make
maybe we could have the grand list separately, but next to that on your desk or somewhere.
Do you want me to print it out?
Well, how many pages is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, this
Probably
many
at least
pages.
30 pages. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. Like that's just it's just a guess. I'm not really sure. Does anybody know how long it is?
I've looked at it many times. I should know. It's probably maybe 25. I
Haven't
mean,
looked. I think
I
that
think it's good
this
right
list
now.
is a little over 300 people, is my memory. And it's a pretty high percentage of people that respond and donate.
Sure. Yeah. Again, I was just trying to increase our donor base. Yeah.
Do we have, sorry to cut you off. Do we have access to people's emails instead to save on postage?
Not in this list. We
Yeah.
don't.
227 pages. I just looked it up. There it is. I scroll for 227 pages.
Yeah, it's
Before it's
not
always
written
been.
in as tight
No,
format.
it's
That's why.
quite sprawly.
It's
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally like this isn't. I didn't
Yeah.
create this, so
No,
I would. It would be really fun for you to, if you want to change it up. That's
Well, you
totally
know,
fine.
one thing we could think about, but probably not for this year,
Yep.
is this process and doing this in handwritten letters, all that.
Yeah.
But is a digital appeal, same letter, and do it digitally after we know we have enough email addresses to make. Because that's what we do in Theater Venture. Because there's some people who the paper just, they don't do it. This doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, a nice thing about emails, you have a link right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
And
it's
also you're
structuring.
saving on postage.
Yeah.
Some people don't do the email.
Exactly.
Some people don't
Exactly.
write checks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Well,
so
that's
if you
true.
get, well, if you get the
I
email.
know so many people who don't have a checkbook.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, so our website, a donate button,
Yeah.
you know, so that's another approach. Yeah.
Which we have done. Didn't we do that last year? Weren't you able to go
Yeah, you can
on the
donate.
website?
Yeah, you can donate on the website. But I mean, that would be future to think about.
Yeah, there were people that did give
Did you know
people
QR code?
to
Oh, God.
the We could. We could.
There are, it's noted on here, if people paid through the website. We
Yeah.
could get more checks
Well,
than
yeah.
just to say, like
Yeah.
a majority of what came in
Because we're an
was checks.
old-fashioned town, maybe.
Yes.
But it's also because we
Donor
send
basement.
a remittance envelope. Like it, I think what you're sending
Yeah.
is like
Paper.
physically
Yeah,
represent
paper
and putting
oriented.
a check in an envelope and sending it back, right? So if
Yeah.
you wanted to change that, could.
But some people read it and then they just went to the website and donated on the website.
And also last year, I think I did, and maybe somebody else also posted it in Front Porch Forum with a link to, or said, like, if you want to donate, you
Nice.
could either send us a
Nice.
check in the mail or use this
Yeah,
link.
that's
And I
nice.
did that
Nice.
sent
Nice.
four more.
Did I?
Will you have something in the Guildford? Because the deadline for submission to this quarter's Guildford is October 1. Are you going to have something about the annual appeal in the newsletter for the note? Because it will go out in
For
November.
what? For which newsletter?
That
The
November
Gazette.
Gazette
Oh, the
Gazette
Gazette. The
have an
Gazette.
article
Got it.
about the annual appeal.
I wasn't going to have something about the annual appeal. I was going to have something more general about the library. But it could include, I
Or
kind of
maybe
think that the
not from
annual appeal would come from
the,
this
yes, I was
body
just
rather
I think you're
than
right. I think you're right. It's
from
more
me. I'm
program. There's the
kind
cut, I think.
of. So maybe Judith and Laura could
Okay.
just write a very quick submission to the Gazette about the annual appeal.
Yeah, just with things we're
Because that's going to get to
bustling.
every household.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yep.
I think another thing to consider is that this appeal has been very successful in especially these last
Yeah,
four or
and
five
we're so
years.
grateful for that.
Right. And that it's not, so we're not necessarily in a place where we're like, we need to get
More and more and more.
more money.
Yeah.
We just sort of need to get the money that we get every year if we can get that again.
Yeah, but I would add to that, if there are people we're missing who would like to give,
Yeah.
then it would be nice to reach them.
Yeah.
Also
Like, I didn't know that this even existed last year, and I've been living in Guildford for 2 years, you know?
No, there.
And I was thinking too, taking like a long term, if we eventually want to do a building improvement, renovation, slash whatever, having a broader donation base. So if we do get people who to read about it in the Gazette and donate, and then we have them in our donor base, then we just have a broader scene for the population to go to. And we do need more funding.
Yes.
So the other thing is that once all this good work that John has put in place to have a town account will change when somebody goes to the library and clicks donate, that will go to the library town account.
That's an open question.
That's
a good question.
Because updating all of that stuff will be, I'm sure there's like different
Ellie would have to have a system from the town.
Yeah.
That it can link into that.
Well, it was, and again, important because, and for this year, students still, well, the money's, like, let's say someone, we have it in the Gazette and they go to the library website and they click on donate. As it currently stands, that would go to the Friends. So, but when we get the checks that are written from, you know, that we send out the letter, get it back, et cetera, when that check comes in, that will go to a town account.
So
to work on.
It's on the list of questions to ask. Do they have a way to have an in that is electronic as like from a PayPal or from a, they do accept tax payments on
which is a new thing for that. That's on, that's part of the ongoing conversation, but it's, we are focusing on just getting the account set up for
that's down the road.
And do you ask questions like that when you have a select board meeting or in a separate meeting?
That Amber and I, or sometimes Amber or sometimes me, meeting with just the town treasurer or town administrator.
Yes, that's really, the select board meeting is a report, just what are we doing, what are we up to, like that sort of thing.
Historically, well, since the Friends were created, the annual peer letter has gone out with the names of the Board of the Trustees and the Friends. What's the pleasure of the board this year? Do you want to continue that?
I think we need to separate it in order to help separate the two groups, is my feeling. But we, I guess.
Well, I think all these questions should get mulled, like you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
We can add that the finance committee. We could add that to our agenda if we want.
Who is the finance committee, for clarification?
Yeah, that is
just
the treasurer.
If your name starts with a J, you
J.
can join that committee.
No, excuse me. Yeah,
but you didn't want to.
They cast her aside.
Right?
No, we only could have three.
Yeah. Can only have
so
three. So you got favored.
Members attend the meeting, then you had to operate under open meeting law. So that we had to have it public and posted.
Time update. Yes.
7:30.
Oh, look at that. It's right there. Yeah, very good. All right. So,
it's
by the light of the moon.
Yeah, by the moon.
That's to be.
I think that is it.
Yeah.
I would like to
review contact
myself.
Please. Yes.
So, I am now a West Brattleboro resident. Mike and I have just closed on a piece of land at home, right, like literally 50 feet from the Guilford border.
Oh gosh. But does that mean we're losing now?
It's a question that I don't know how to answer. I feel really invested in this library.
Yes.
And I'm now I'm going to be even actually closer to the library.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. You will be geographically.
Right. And so this is on Bonnyvale, just to give you some location. But I
Yeah, I guess I don't know what's in the best interest of this trustee board. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like especially if we go down a path of some bigger project, and I don't know if it's helpful to have someone who's not from Guildford. And I don't need you guys to tell me what you think in this moment. I just want you to know that
Thank you.
that I still really want to be involved with this library. I don't feel an attachment to being a trustee. Like, I've talked with Amber about ways that me and my kids could come and do volunteer hours, if that were, if it fit into our lives. But and I also feel, like I would not feel hurt in any way by stepping down and making space for someone else to come and join this group. And I also don't want to leave without you guys feeling ready to have someone else to be here. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's already been a shift with Sandra leaving. And but I felt like I was gone all summer. It all happened during the summer, as you all know. Real estate happens fast. But yeah, so I just wanted to
Thank
update
you. I know
let you
you've
all
been
know that library is
looking.
definitely
Well, you've been
a place
looking,
in the
looking,
park that
looking.
is not going to change. But I also, yeah, I don't really know what trustee, I don't know. Like,
Is there
sometimes,
any
I
legal?
wouldn't
Yeah,
be able to go to
look at.
town meeting.
We'll
You know what I
research it.
mean?
We'll
I
research
wouldn't be able to go to town meeting and
it.
like do
And
whatever.
speak.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
we have to look at the
I,
statute and see what.
yeah. So
Yeah.
it feels a little strange to not be a resident in Leon, trustee. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
absolutely.
Like, I feel totally cool like volunteering,
Yeah.
but as a trustee, it feels different, you know?
Maybe the town line could be redefined.
Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, a few more feet over here.
How you?
I would take it.
Well,
Just going down.
congratulations,
Thank you.
Nika.
Yeah.
I know you've been looking, looking.
I'm very, very excited about this. So
It's
you're
very
right.
good. It's very good.
How
Which
long
one?
is your term? I actually just got elected, right? When was I think I just
You re-up?
re-elected. Yeah, re-elected,
Re-elect.
sorry.
Okay. I think, yeah.
I can't. Was it
They're
this last name?
5-year
I think it was.
terms. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
I
it
think it
was.
was.
Yeah. So I got re-elected
So
in March.
2024. So it'd be 20 till
No,
20.
25.
I'm sorry, 2025. So it'd be till
30.
2030.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a 4-year term. 5-year
Five.
term is helpful to
But you
No,
would be
it depends.
leaving
You're
because I would be
completing
completing.
Sandra,
You're
her
completing
understanding. Yeah.
So she was
Yeah.
a previous
Yeah. Okay.
year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. I guess in the future I was going to talk to the two of you and just
Yeah.
see
Yeah.
how you
And
look
we'll do
like.
some research and talk with Amber and John and
Oh
just
yeah,
catch
and
up.
I'm sorry, I volunteered to go to the meeting October 27th, and if people feel okay with that. I haven't actually officially moved. I'm still living in Guildford.
Yeah, that's that was gonna be
You're
my next
still
question.
in Guildford right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's you haven't left town yet.
Okay. Do you have a move out date? I know it's kind of up in the air.
Couple weeks.
Okay.
Really? So quickly. And you're within a yurt? You'll be in a yurt there?
There is a yurt on this land. Just
Oh.
like the kind, yeah, we designed it. So,
Oh, for
yeah.
other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they left it there. Wow.
Well, yeah, they built it.
How far down, and is it on the left or the right?
It's on the left. First property on the left after the town.
That's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Where?
It's
No.
Porter's Peak.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
beach. Okay.
I'm like
Yeah.
our
Next door.
northern neighbor is Peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It's nice. Pretty awesome to have a nature
Lovely.
preserve, right?
Yeah.
That's you.
Nice, Nika. Lovely.
That's
Good.
wonderful.
You're still in Guildford right now.
I know.
All
Amber,
right.
delight is on your
Okay.
face. You're
Okay.
kind
So,
of like
yes.
have an extension cord.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
Bye,
is
Sean.
that it
I like
for? I just
the
want to ask, is there any other new business? And if there isn't, I think we're a wrap and we'll end the meeting. And the time is 7:38.
Cool.
Beautiful.
So the next.